Alright, you guys remember how this goes?
Yeah.
City
sidewalks. Sidewalks.
Dressed in
holiday's garb.
In the air, there's a feeling.
LifeWorks is a nonprofit organization based in the St. Paul, Minneapolis metro area that helps people with disabilities live fuller lives. LifeWorks started their music therapy program in 2005 and currently has four bands, one of which is the Joyful Singers Choir. I visited the Joyful Singers Choir practice at the Church of the Epiphany in Plymouth, Minnesota. The choir was practicing for their holiday performance, which not only includes holiday music, but holiday jokes as well.
What kind of bird can write?
A penguin.
Oh, God!
Sorry, maybe you could say a penguin.
A penguin.
Oh, God.
Close enough.
I'm Sarah Dill, and I'm a full-time music therapist. My kind of main band of all the groups that we do is the Brooklyn Park Joyful Singers. So that's our choir. I lead that one and then have a co-director. Well, there's 19 folks in our choir. They're a pretty independent group of folks, generally. So a lot of them are able to pretty clearly articulate their needs. There's probably a handful that need more assistance and direction. And we meet the clients where they are. You know, you don't have to be a fantastic anything. You just have to kind of have the heart to want to be a part of it. And what I do in this choir is really try to get the individuals an opportunity to solo and to take parts of the song and to kind of be showcased individually. And then also we have pieces where the whole choir comes together and sings together, but using the music to ultimately support self-advocacy, respect, working as a team, how to interact professionally in the world. I mean, I think it's one of the best things about being a music therapist is music is just this sneaky, awesome little secret weapon, because who doesn't want to be in a band? Like, who doesn't want to solo? It's everybody's dream to be a musician. And to say, if you want to be a part of this, we want to help you be successful, here's what we need to do. So it's just this great sort of incentive. Jim Anderson has been a LifeWorks client for 5 years and sings for the Joyful Singers Choir.
I like the Christmas music. I like Sarah. I think she does a good job in doing the choir director. I like to sing with the whole choir group. I do solo.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we have no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jamie Coppy is the co-director of the Joyful Singers Choir.
When people are allowed to just kind of be free to do whatever they want musically, I think that it kind of brings something new out of them and helps them see like their passions and things that they're good at, especially people with disabilities.
Singing and performing comes natural to some LifeWorks clients. Tashiana Jones brings her own unique talents to the Joyful Singers Choir.
I was in a meeting and they told me that they put me down. He's like, okay, well, since you like music, you like this, I put you in a choir. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm down with that. You know, because I love to sing, I love to rap, and I love to dance. I want to be like Queen Latifah or Chris Brown. I'm working on to try to start as a I Dream of White Christmas, but I wanted to make a different rap version of it. To make it more better. Yo, check it. Microphone check, check, 1, 2. Okay, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. With a teen time.
To learn more about LifeWorks or the Joyful Singers Choir, visit lifeworks.org. For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSalle.
No, because I'm dreaming of the white Christmas. Word.
Yeah. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.